Oh, sweetie, a package came for you. I'm not sure. Mensa? Something about geniuses. It's there for you on the kitchen table. Did you have a good day at work? And then I retreated to my room. And I turned on all of the lights. And I cleared off my desk. And inside this peculiar padded envelope was a folder. And inside that folder was everything I'd ever need. Here's your pamphlets. Here's your Xerox sheets. Here's your first button. Here's your membership card. Just fill out your name and fill out the included card and submit it with a stamp. That's right. Paid $30 and had to provide my own stamp to register myself as Reverend Dr. Argus Quadaloo Fox, PhD of the Church of the Subgenius. Jersey, I could come and get you and we could head up there. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were that insane. Sorry to get your hopes up there. But I'm not matching my wedding plates based off of Crayola colors. I refuse to believe that Robin's egg blue can ever be used as some sort of reference point. Hey, you. You heard about Bob? He's just this guy I've been talking about a lot. He can show you some things. Yeah, man. Some things. He can show you what's really going on. Who's pulling those strings? And they might be shorter than you expect. What do you mean you never want to speak to me again? All I was trying to do is say hello. Yeah, I realize I juggled the shot glasses fine. When I set them up there, it fell off. I juggled the shot glasses. I didn't drop them while I was juggling them. It was an accident. I put it up there. I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, really. I didn't mean to break the shot glass. I'll pay for it. Give me another chance. I'm dinner and made out in my car. I'm glad that you and I both hate this job. Hey, I want to show you a video about Bob. Now, I understand that there are some things here that you may not understand or want to understand. But the contents of this videotape will show you everything you need to know. I've watched it 100 times. And several backwards. Within earshot to now rise. Rise! Rise from your comfort. I demand it. You, rise! You, rise! You, rise! Rise! You, rise! You, come forward! Come forward now in the name of Bob! Rise and come forward, because I'm going to tell you the best part. It's the best part. So, what'd you think of that video? You liked it? Well, you know, I've been looking for someone to go to this little festival, a private party. Do you want to go? It's not too bad. All we have to do is drive 18 hours one direction. We'll pack Dr. Purge in the back seat. And they say Papa Joe Mama needs a ride. There's not enough room in the car, but we'll make room. The head of the Church of the Subgenius just called me on my cell phone to tell me that he really appreciates me bringing up one of these old guys. I think this is gonna go well. Did I tell you I met him outside Dragon Con? After a revival went so bad that Subgeniuses were booed off of the stage, only in the name of Weeaboos and Bobbies. But I still purchased my copy of INWO Subgenius. Well, he's calling me. And I'm kind of excited. Because I've been talking about going here. And they're expecting me. I'm gonna bring this projector. Maybe that'll impress them. Holy shit! I survived X Day for the first time, and then the second time, and then the third time. I said, well, if I gotta come here every year for the rest of my life, I might as well tell him I mean it. And that person I told 7 years ago took my hand in marriage. Right here on this stage, 1 year ago tomorrow. I went from a guy who had never heard from Bob, who had never seen Bob, to crawling my way across slackless barrens of the conspiracy to be united in Slack eternally with my true Yeti mate. By that asshole sitting right there. So that's my entire life story when it comes to the Church of the Subgenius. And yeah, I met Bob. He's real. And I'll tell you about it later. He's fucking my mother-in-law. But I got an apartment just outside of downtown. And I come home every day. And I look at a big half-tone pattern of the eyes that will watch me until I die. And I'm gonna tell everyone that unless you get right with Bob, you're never gonna know what it means to live. Fucked peas.